This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number 1. Games.
Remember that game Sorry? That really passive-aggressive game where you're just like, sorry, and you like knock somebody back to the beginning of the game and like they lose all of their fortunes like the Book of Job. My dad, I remember we were playing Trivial Pursuits and it was a Great Lakes question and he said there were 7 Great Lakes instead of 5 and he was wrong and he was so upset. And this was in the days where you could only, you know, fact check with like an old school encyclopedia. So he left the dinner table to like go find the encyclopedia and just never returned. He was like, okay.
Number 2. Greed. Number 3. The sweetly off-key singing of children. Number 4. Being tortured. Number 5. I had a really severe eating disorder when I was a young adolescent and a teenager. And I hate, as an adult, even using that term, I find, because I think when people hear it, they often think of it as a diet gone wrong, you know, or something that's somehow superficial. I don't know. And it was true hell. I mean, it was really... it's really sort of feeling the runaway train of an addiction, like feeling like you're, that's how I felt anyway during those years, that I was living in this runaway train. And I was very underweight. I was very overweight at different points in my, you know, when I was in high school. And it felt very unsafe. I remember naively going to the doctor and saying, hey, is there some medicine you could give me or a pill so I could just think my thoughts again? Number 6, passing addiction on to my children. Number 7,
I'm terrified of talking on the telephone.
When I was a teenager, my friends got together. They were so frustrated that I just never answered the phone or called them back. And they bought me a pager. It's just numbers. It's numbers. Good night was numbers. 143, I remember, was I love you. You know, fuck you, fuck me. 123 is I miss you. Number 8. Hurting someone with my car. I remember just going into like a little playpen of cars and then a man being like, all right, I hit all the cones. And he was like, all right, you're a licensed driver in the state of Florida. Number 9. I'm a writer, so I'm also afraid of disappointing readers, right? I remember one time, I thought this was so hilarious, reading an Amazon review that said, I wanted to read a masterpiece, but this is just a book. Number 10, a world without animals. Just like a gray world, a cemetery world where, you know, we're thinking and moving alone. My name is Karen Russell, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Sorry!
Karen Russell is a writer from Florida. Her most recent book is Orange World. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That one of those things you hear on Radiolab, like a zombie fungus that infects an ant, is actually going to infect me. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
Thank you.